We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final, the game, the series, and the road trip, and the results indeed are good. A 6-0 Brewers shutout victory to steal the game and the series over the Chicago Cubs. And welcome, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Tim Allen alongside the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, and a Brewers series-sealing victory here as they run their mark, high water mark here, five games over 500. And maybe more impressively, a 5-1 road trip to San Diego and Chicago. And they're doing it with pitching again. Now, opportunistic offense, I don't know. There have been some gifts going on here with bases loaded walks the last couple of days, hit by pitch with the bases loaded the last couple of days. But, I mean, they're getting it done here, and you got to applaud the effort of another great start from Brandon Woodruff. I mean, this starting rotation, we'll go over just the nine games of starts against the Chicago Cubs, and it's pretty damn impressive. It really is. And are you buying it? Now, we did a little bit of a gut check prior to the series, say, against Pittsburgh a weekend ago. Are you buying that the Brewers' starting staff is as good as they're showing here? And we'll do that again and just try to figure out whether or not that this is for real. Because if it is, they're going to stay in this thing all season long. Let's get into our game recap. By the way, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a bit. Get to the latest news on Christian Yelich as well. He did end up getting the MRI, and the results are in on that. We'll touch base on that topic as well. A lot to get to, and of course, your reaction at 414-799-1250. Brewers in business as we get to our recap. In that first inning, a leadoff double by Colton Wong. Omar Narvaez follows up with a base hit. Runners at the corners on just three pitches right there. Avi Garcia then works a walk to load the bases. Nobody out for Travis Shaw. Shaw goes down 0-2, then works it full. And with the bases loaded and nobody out, fouls one off. Full count, fouls it off again. And then he finally draws this RBI walk.
Again, the 3-2. And just missed inside. And a walk will force Colton Wong home as it just did miss.
Wow.
Risky take, good take for Travis Shaw.
Well, you saw David Ross. He got thrown out of the game yesterday in the ninth inning. He's arguing a ball and strike call. Boy, that tough pitch to take. Mark Rippinger, the home plate umpire, calls it inside. Romine caught it well. I don't think Travis Shaw was quite sure what that was going to be.
Wow, there's the highlight on Bally Sports Wisconsin. A couple of breaks going the Brewers' way, but hey, when you're rolling well, you tend to get those sort of breaks, and that was, I think it was a strike, really, as you heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Matt LaPay and Bill Schroeder on that call. So that gives the Brewers a one-zip lead. Still nobody out. One in. Bases loaded. Someone's got to come up with a big hit here for the Brewers, don't they? Keston Hira. Does that happen? No. That didn't happen. And, in fact, the Brewers let the Cubs off the hook on this one. Keston Hira, a strikeout. Bradley Jr., a ground out. And it just didn't materialize there to really take a crooked number in that top of the first inning, but they do take the lead, one zip. Here's where the game settles in and starts moving a little bit. Bottom of the first inning, 1-2-3 for Woody in that bottom of the first. Brewers offense returns that favor, a nice defensive play by Horner in that second inning. Bottom of the second, Brewers up one zip. Arrieta, knocks him down in that third inning, as Woody does the same thing in the second. 1-2-3 fest continues as it's 1-2-3 in the third. Now, again, here's my mantra here. As of late, it's been, you get starting pitching like this, and you're afforded enough time to get some sort of offense together. Woody, 9 up, 9 down. He sets him down in order in the bottom of the third inning. 4 strikeouts through the three innings. Again, 1-2-3 for the Brewers. Woody back out with the one-zip lead. And he's in trouble for the first time in that fourth inning. Leadoff walk to Hap. Bodie then with a base hit. First and second, nobody out. Rizzo up. He falls behind 2-0. This is pivotal. Really pivotal moment in this game here. Rizzo in the driver's seat, but yet on 3 pitches, when it was 2-0, 3 pitches, Woody bears down and strikes him out. For the first out, Chris Bryant gets him 2-1. Ripperger misses a call there, so it goes to 3-1 on Chris Bryant. Then a foul ball. That fills the count. Little cat and mouse game going on between Chris Bryant and Brandon Woodruff at that time. Again, with the two on, just the one out and a full count. And on the next pitch, a strike him out, throw him out, double play as Happ is thrown out at third base as Bryant strikes out. About 60 pitches, 5 strikeouts, 1-0 Brewers into that fifth inning. 1-2-3 for the crew. Bum, bum, bum. After the first inning rally in which it was double, single, walk, walk for the crew to play that only run, 15 consecutive set down by Arrieta against this Brewers offense. Yeah, you were doing the same thing I was doing. You need more in this game. Well, it turned out you didn't, but at that time you did. Woody, a couple of quick outs in the bottom of the fifth inning on 3 pitches, but Horner, man, he's been a pain in this series, works him for a walk, increases the pitch count. Austin Romine up, but 3 pitches takes care of him on a strikeout. 73 pitches through the fifth inning for Brandon Woodruff. And now we're getting a little bit late here as we head to the sixth inning. One zip. Brewers trying to break through in the sixth. A leadoff walk to Omar Narvaez. Then a ground ball by Avi gets underneath the glove of Baez, first and third. Nobody out here for Travis Shaw, and he works at 2-1 on the next pitch. Avi steals second base. Situation looking better. 3-1 to Shaw on that count. Second and third, nobody out. Takes a fastball strike. Again, 3-1. Fastball dead red right down the middle. Travis, you're not going to get out of this funk unless you just go back to the fundamentals here. 3-1, dead red, just go. And he strikes out, Jeff, and I've been seeing way too much of that this year for the Brewers offense. Just typical fastball counts. And I know these days in baseball you can be throwing anything in any count, but my goodness, 2-0, 3-1, look fastball.
Yeah, they're swinging at a lot of cheese, Timmy.
Oh, man, it's just crazy. Shaw strikes out, brings up Keston Hira. Keston strikes out for the second out, and it brings up Billy McKinney. And Billy McKinney up in the count 2-0, he takes a fastball right down the middle. 2-0, right down the middle from Arrieta. I mean, again, twice in the span of 3 hitters that you're looking dead red and you're looking at a fastball.
McKinney goes to 2-1. Arrieta, then a changeup. Now you're done. McKinney fouls off a couple of pitches, a 9-pitch at bat, decent at bat all told, but he strikes out. Brewers had second and third, nobody out, and could not break through. Three straight strikeouts, bottom sixth, as it stays one zip. Woody mans up after a leadoff base hit, gets a ground ball to Robertson, and Daniel Robinson looked like he didn't know what to do with the ball then. He does record the out. Maybe it should have been a double play if you're on the move here. He's up on Bodie 0-2. Bodie works it full and a ground ball to short. They record the out again. Two outs in that sixth inning. Man on third. One zip game. Took Woody 3 pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Rizzo. Curveball, changeup, fastball. 8 strikeouts, 6 scoreless for Brandon Woodruff as the game gets to the late stages here. Seventh inning, Brewers offense in business. A gift again, a leadoff ground ball by Bradley Jr. He reaches on error, brings up Robertson. Here's a telling tale here. So you're up one zip in the seventh inning against the Chicago Cubs. You get the leadoff man on in that seventh inning. And Craig Counsell very, very rarely is going to sacrifice and play for a run. Now, I don't know if it's a situation that brought this about where Daniel Robertson was bunting here, or because Daniel Robertson isn't doing much offensively. So maybe a combination of both. But he gets it done as he sacrifices Bradley over to second. Vogelbach in to try and make it pay off. He flies out to left, and it brings up Colton Wong with that runner still at second base now with two outs. Chopper back to Mills, and he's sewn out at first to end the frame. But hats off to Craig Counsell for playing for the run there. Now here you go. You've got the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, just like yesterday. Yesterday, a little bit different. You had a two-run cushion. Today, just the one-run cushion. How bad do you think Craig Counsell wanted this game? Top of the seventh, he sacrificed bunts playing for a run. Bottom of the seventh, he's going right back to the well like he did yesterday. He's setting it up for J.P. FireEyes in the seventh inning, Devin Williams the eighth inning, and Josh Hader the ninth inning. Oh, I think that's telling, guys. I do. I think Craig Counsell wanted this game something fierce. FireEyes gives up a leadoff base hit, but fly out to center. Big strikeout. FireEyes all fired up as he gets through the seventh inning. Game goes into the eighth inning. One zip. Omar with a leadoff base hit in that eighth inning. Avi then with a flare pop-up. Horner let it drop then. That was a brilliant play by Nico Horner right there. It really was. Infield fly rule off because a little bit deeper. He get caught, Omar, between first and second. Shame on you, Avi Garcia, for not running that thing out. But they turn a weird double play there. And again, you got to give credit to Horner on that. 0 for 14 on the trip for Avi to that point. I was wondering, you played for a run with a sacrifice bunt in the seventh inning. Were you going to do that in the eighth inning? Now, that wasn't the case. Double play. And Travis Shaw then with a two-out base hit to make it sting a little bit more. That brought up Keston Hira. He grounds out to end the inning. Getting tense here. Devin Williams coming on in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Devin, 1-2-3 eighth inning. Going to the ninth at one zip. Brewers trying to break it open in that ninth inning. Billy McKinney leads off with a double. Jackie Bradley Jr. draws a walk. Robertson, a scary moment then as he is attempting to sacrifice bunt once again, is nailed in the head. And that was a heater, too. That was mid-90s. It didn't look good. And we'll get a report about Robertson coming up in just a little bit. That does load the bases with nobody out in the ninth inning. And Luis Urias had a big hit, a three-run double against the Cubs earlier in the season. Luis Urias comes through once again.
Jason Adam with a one-strike pitch. And there's a shot into center field, a base hit. Could score a pair as McKinney is in. And the Brewers played a couple as JBJ will score, and Luis Urias with a two-run knock to make it a three-run lead for the Brewers.
And good for him hanging right in there, right on the heels of Robertson getting hit in the head. He gets a slider down the middle and hits it hard into center. A hanger.
Yeah, it did kind of hang there, but we'll take that 3-0 Brewers in the lead. As Colton Wong comes up and comes up with another big hit for the crew.
Himself on base and producing a couple of runs a moment ago. And Wong sends one fair down the right field line. Here comes Robertson around third to score. An RBI double for Colton Wong, and it's 4-0 Brewers.
That might sit Josh Hader down.
Yeah, it certainly did, as Bill Schroeder and Matt LaPay had it there on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Omar walks to reload the bases. Three in, three on, still nobody out. Ross goes to his pen. Avi strikes out, but then Travis Shaw drives in another run.
Maples deals. And did that get him?
RBI the hard way.
Yes, sir. Right in the foot. And a run will score. Make it 5-0 Brewers.
Two walks, two hit batters by the Cubs in this inning alone. Talk about the back foot slider.
Literally.
He's right. Two RBIs for Shaw today. One on a walk, one on a hit batter. They all count.
Yes, sir.
5-0 at that point. And yes, Josh Hader did sit down. Tyrone Taylor then puts a capper on this to knock in the sixth Brewers run of the game, the fifth here in the ninth.
Good spot here for Tyrone Taylor. Bases loaded, 3-1 the count. And another run is in, a bases loaded walk, and a hot mess of a ninth inning for the Cubs bullpen.
Yeah, it certainly was, as the Brewers did plate five in that ninth inning, and they go on for the 6-0 victory as Eric Yardley comes in, gives up a double to Rizzo in that ninth inning. But Brewers win, and they take the series. They take a 5-1 road trip, win-loss mark back home to American Family Field, a 13-8 mark, five games over 500. And the starting pitching, again, just rolling, guys. Are you buying the starting pitching here? We're 21 games in. We're now into our fifth time through the rotation. 799-1250 as the Brewers beat the Cubs for the sixth time in nine tries this season, and they won't see the Cubs again until late June. Let's squeeze in a call before our first break here. Let's go to John. John, you're first up here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
More important, how you are, John.
I'm doing great. Great Brewers win. Quick comments. I think the Brewers would be, without their starting pitching, probably only have about eight wins. Today's game, the series, the Brewers got hit about seven times, right? And how many times did the Cubs get hit? I think zero. I think in the ninth inning, I would have sent the message to the Cubs. I would have had two relievers going, and the first three batters get drilled. I don't care.
First three?
Yeah.
Really?
Remember Dizzy Dean? He drilled the first eight batters. The only batter he laid off of was a pitcher. You know, back in the day.
Yeah.
I would have tossed me. I don't care. But because you don't play them again for another 3 months. I would have sent a message today.
Okay, very good. Oh, John, yeah. Thanks for the call. I got you. I don't think it would have been three for me. I'm looking at probably none there. Just get out of town. Take it. And I'm one that says, hey, you hit our guys, we hit your guys. Now, I understand that. But there comes a point where it becomes a futile situation at times. And in each of those situations are a little bit different. They are a little bit different. Now, the time to drill somebody, if you're going to police yourself on the field, was after Tapera threw behind Woody. I mean, that was the time. And, okay, so you let that time go by, and now just lay off. They want to henpeck at you a little bit, then fine. Just, you know, did you want to get a guy suspended late. That's the last thing this team needs, is to be down another bullpen arm.
Well, all the injuries, to be down anybody, bullpen, anybody at this point. You know, they're hanging on by a thread with everybody that's hurt. But I like that guy. That's good thinking right there. Three in a row.
Three of them.
Yeah, what a great call. That's my style right there.
All right, let me just run this by you. In the nine games against the Chicago Cubs, and think about this, in terms of the starting rotation. I mean, obviously Woody, six innings today, shutout baseball, eight Ks. Just dominating, really is. Let's touch base with all nine of these games, just real quick before the break. I won't give you the full line, but we'll go back to the Cubs this year. The first series began Monday, April 5th. Brett Anderson, five innings of four-run ball. Not good. That was a 5-3 loss. Tuesday, April 6th, Freddie, six shutout innings in a 4-zip victory. Wednesday, April 7th, game three of that series, 4-2, 10-inning win for the crew. Seven innings for Woody, no runs. The second series, starting Monday, this is a stat I had wrong yesterday. I thought they had lost the game one of each of these three series. That wasn't accurate. They lost game two of this series. So the second series of the season this year against the Cubs started on the 12th of April. 6-3 victory. Freddie Peralta, six innings, just one run. Tuesday the 13th, a 3-2 loss. Woody, six innings, one run. Game three of that series, Brewers win, 7-0. Burns, six innings, no runs given up. Then you have this series here. Friday, a blowout loss. Okay, there's your clunker. Yesterday, game two, they win 4-3. Freddie goes four innings of two-run ball. And today, the final game in this stretch of nine against the Chicago Cubs, Brandon Woodruff, another six-inning performance, allowing zero runs. I mean, those are amazing numbers. Just outside, and these are just against the Cubs, in these three series. Are you buying this starting rotation now? 10 days later, I asked this question 10 days ago. I got to ask it again. Because that offense of Chicago was rolling up until yesterday. They were. And the Brewers starters just got it done. They threw some water on the fire here. 799-1250. And your reaction to this Brewers 6-0 victory. They put a six-pack, did the Brewers, on the Chicago Cubs to take the game and the series and a 13-8 mark back home to face the Marlins tomorrow. Again, 414-799-1250. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 6-0. We'll be back on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
You know, at times, I cannot figure it out, but the offense is doing enough. And you go back and you look at some of these numbers here. You see 6-0, you see 4-3. You see the wins in San Diego and opportunistic. I don't even know how to describe the offense. I'm serious. Starting pitching, I'm starting to believe. Now, again, a couple of short starts in there. Freddie yesterday, I mean, obviously, had a four-inning, two-run outing. But for sure, on a regular basis, they're gonna win games. You continue to do this. But now on the other side, I go to the offense. I'm having a tough time trying to figure this out. Are they good or not?
I know what I would call them.
I don't know what to call the offense quite yet.
For me, as of now, it's inept but effective.
Effective, I got you there. I do see him drawing a few more walks. That's a good sign. They need to get healthy, and we all understand that. Colton Wong's just been amazing here in this series. Three hits on Friday, two hits yesterday, two hits today. I mean, he's really setting the table. I have a sneaking suspicion about this Yelich thing and the Lorenzo Cain thing. I don't know if I would call it quite a conspiracy, but I have a little guess on what's going on there. 799-1250. So do you believe in the starting rotation, number one? And then what do you call the Brewers' offense this year so far through 21 games? Because I'm having a tough time describing what this Brewers' offense is. Mike, you're next on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on, Mike?
I would say it's time for them to wake up. Somebody's got to – isn't that like the second or third time Garcia fell asleep on the base paths?
Someone's he needs to start running things out. You're right. You pointed that out a few weeks ago. I get you.
They got to tell him, and I hope I don't tick off any of my Spanish friends, but they got to tell him, Andre. But I shouldn't have said that. I'm going to hear it for my family. They got to say, man, I was getting nervous. Bases loaded, I think, three times, or man on second and third, and mm-hmm. they can't find a way to score them.
God, the strikeouts are just crazy. They're just driving me crazy when you're in a situation to get the bat on the ball, get some contact here, and then you're going to have some decent success just by circumstance.
But they come okay. But they do come through, and some of our guys, But what a trade for Colton Wong! I mean, that guy killed us for so long.
Signing. Yep,
and
yep.
Why the Cardinals? Let us get them. They're probably kicking themselves in the head. But, man, I'm pumped. I called yesterday, the first game, just to I was going to tell you it's early and, they got to have a stinker once in a while. But,
they do.
Man, they're fun and the pitching is great. Like you said, good pitching gives the offense time. And we're missing two now of our best hitters. I hope they're back in a while.
Okay, and it's funny. Yeah, thank you, Mike. And it's funny you say that. Christian Yelich did get the MRI. I would really like to know if that's the first one he received. I haven't read anything. I haven't seen anything that says that's the second one he had. I'm going to assume for the sake of the conversation that this is the first MRI he's gotten on the back here, because they thought they had a grip on it. It didn't. The images did not give any sort of really bad news. And so that's good. Well, the other thing is that, that it didn't help him get in the lineup tomorrow. That's the tough thing for me. Now, I think it was a precautionary measure to make sure that there's no structural damage to anything else going on in that back for Christian Yelich. You get the MRI, you get a better look, and you see things or you don't see things. They didn't see anything. Okay, keep doing what you're doing. See if you can advance a little bit. Lorenzo Cain was doing baseball activities yesterday. That's a great sign. When you do baseball activities, you're probably just days away. I wonder if they're going to unleash both of these guys, both Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain, game one, Thursday night, L.A. Dodgers. I wonder if that's, a good target. Everyone feel good about that? They've got the Marlins coming in, and Jesus Aguilar is starting to heat up, and we all know what happens there. He can really carry a team. So you've got some lifting to do here tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday prior to Thursday's game one of a four-game set against the Dodgers. But would that make sense, or am I just thinking too cute here? Am I thinking too cute that, hey, let's go. This Dodgers-Brewers thing has been going on for a few years, guys. They faced each other in the last couple of years, twice in the postseason. They've really played toe-to-toe in the regular season matchups. There's been a little bit of a rivalry, a cross-country rivalry, if you choose. So I just wonder if there's something there that, boy, wouldn't that be something? Pop Christian Yelich into this offense and see how opportunistic it would then be. But I'm starting to buy, if not all the way, bought into the rotation. And number two, a very difficult time in trying to describe what type of offense this team has through 21 games, almost a month's worth of baseball. 799-1250. Let's go to Drew. You're next here on The Fan. What's going on, Drew? Big win over the Cubs. They take the game, the series, and a 5-1 road trip to San Diego and Chicago. I don't care what emblem is on the front of your baseball hat. Every team would take a 5-1 mark to San Diego and Chicago. Go ahead, Drew.
You got that right, Timmy. You do. And I won't waste my time asking how you are. I'm going to tell you I'm doing great. I'm out here on Lake Park, just a hole 14, just hit the green for the first time today.
Oh, man, you got to be cold out there.
It's cold, Tim. It's cold. It is. But the sun's still out. Third series we took away from the Cubs. Our offense is concerning. If we weren't winning these games, I'd be in a whole different place. But I was listening to play-by-play as I'm rolling. And our starting, I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. Other than the Brett Anderson disaster we had the other day and Lindblom. But we just took our third series from the Cubs. We're winning games. And our two best offensive hitters, I mean, Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain, aren't in the lineup. So right now I'm not concerned. I'm pumped. The Cubs, I cannot stand the fans, the stadium, nothing about them. We just took the third series from them, so I'm loving it. And I just hit the green, hole 14, so I'm doing good, Tim. Appreciate the time.
Beautiful.
All we needed was a beer count on that one.
That's it. Listening on the Odyssey app, that's free, and you can catch us after every game. But
the best way to golf.
It is a big series victory, and four series on the road for the Brewers: St. Louis, Chicago, and San Diego. And you come out with series victories in Chicago both times, St. Louis once, and a sweep in San Diego. It's a really good trend to have. Now, I am wondering, once we start letting up here a little bit and getting some more fans in the stands, if you're going to get some sort of home field advantage here, and that would be sweet if the Brewers did that. I was listening to the broadcast here, both TV and radio, and they were announcing, Jeff, that courtesy of Miller Lite, I think it is, tomorrow night, there are tickets available for tomorrow night's game for $6.
Yeah, I got that email as well, Tim. Yeah, it's disappointing.
It is sort of. Now, it's great for us fans that want to go for $6.
Yes.
I mean, I'll give you that. But number one, that tickets are still available for a game. And I don't want to hear the school's still going or whatever. I just never bought that. You want to go to the game, go to the game. But $6 and you're selling $6 seats and you're only letting in about 12,000 fans.
Yeah, I know. I know. And, you know, even with 12 grand, you can't fill it up. It's strange, but if this was, you know, a normal year and full capacity and everything, they'd still have 3 million walk through the turnstiles.
Well, and I think they'd still have $6 because I don't think they would. Typically, they don't sell out against the Marlins on a Monday night early in the season. I mean, I'm understanding of that. I get that. But when it's 12,000, a team playing good, I'm a little curious about that. I think maybe people still kind of a little goofy about going out, huh? Maybe.
I guess they, you know, you're right. They don't sell out on a Monday night early, but they sure as hell get more than 12,000.
That's true. <Yes.
laughs> You know, it's not a sellout, but there's at least 20 in there.
Oh, for sure. 799-1250. Starting pitching, and then the offense. Bullpen? Then for another show. Maybe tomorrow night we'll get to the bullpen. But tonight, starting pitching, outstanding. Offense? Big question mark for me. I don't know really what to. Are they good? Are they moderate? Are they in the middle? Are they bad? I don't know. 799-1250. We'll get to Craig Counsell coming up. Brewers get a 6-0 shutout win over the Cubs to take the series. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Here's Craig Counsell after the series winning victory by the Brewers over the hated Chicago Cubs.
Craig, is there something when you look at Woodruff against the Cubs that makes him particularly good against that group of hitters, or is this just a good pitcher?
I think Woody's a really good pitcher, and I think he fills up the strike zone. And on a day like today, that's what you had to do. You had to fill the strike zone, and he kept doing it. So. He was just kind of the normal Woody today, but he's a really good pitcher, and we look forward to have him out there. And on a day like today, when I think filling up the strike zone, you're rewarded for it. So that's what he did.
Yeah, Craig, he said you have to pitch to the element sometimes, and obviously it was not a good day for hitters with the wind howling in. But like you said, he said you just stay on the attack and make them try to beat you.
Yeah, it's one of those days where it's that's what you have to do. The ball in play is, the one that we took away the bunt more today because it was like a day where the bunt would have been rewarded, moving, advancing bases and a single hit, somewhere like that is rewarded. So it was a challenging day for hitters. There was not going to be a home run hit today. The game is different here when it's like that, like no other park. There's no park that plays as different because of the weather than this one, and today was one of those days.
You were able to get the leadoff hitter in the last couple of innings and then finally break through there in the ninth. Was it just a matter of, the good approaches and good at-bats there in the ninth?
Yeah, it's fresher innings. We didn't do our job, didn't come through in some earlier innings and when we had chances, when we just had to put the ball in play. And it made the game tight when we didn't capitalize on some opportunities, but we kept creating those opportunities. And then Luis got the big hit and then we took some walks. It was one of those days where it looked like we were going to have to rely on great pitching and guys that were pitching really well. Fortunately, we've been in a position where we can do that because our pitching's been that good. But it was nice to create some space in there with some big hits and then some walks.
I was going to ask you about that, Craig. In a 1-0 game, Fire Eisen continues to pitch the way he's been pitching. How big was it to get that eighth inning from Devin, looking kind of like the Devin of old there?
Well, I think Devin's been on this. I think Devin had a great road trip. I know he gave up a run yesterday, but I think he's thrown the ball exceptionally well. I thought he threw the ball really good in his all three outings. I thought, he threw the ball exceptionally well. So he's in a good place. This was his first back-to-back, and that's a sign of kind of where we think he's at and how he's throwing the ball. So I think he's where he needs to be. And he threw some great pitches today. Sogard, I think he's had four at bats against Sogard probably already, like in, 25 plate appearances or 30 plate appearances. So he threw him a nasty changeup tonight or today. So he's throwing the ball well. And I think we got him in a good place.
Like, did Robertson come through that scare okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's, he was, we don't know. I mean, we'll have to, I think it's one of those, we got to just kind of stay on him and stay close to him and stay in communication with him. Anytime that happens, it's scary. And he was feeling okay, but at the same time, you take something like that, you take a ball to the head, and we've got to be cautious and we've got to kind of stay on top of it and make sure we monitor it closely.
Craig, to win all three series meetings against the Cubs this month, I mean, how does that set you up moving forward, just knowing how much these division series mean?
I mean, I think we've, you know, this is, you know, with two of them being in Chicago, we've done our jobs, you know, that's, I don't think we can ask for anything more of going 6-3 against them. When you play a team a lot, it's hard to beat them that much. You tend to split games more when you play a team a lot. So, we played them tough, and we've been most important when we've just pitched really, really well. We've had one bad day pitching on the season for me, and it was Friday, but we've pitched exceptionally well and continue to do so today.
Yeah, a big win for the Brewers today as they take the series with a 6-0 victory. There's manager Craig Counsell, and I agree with him to go 6-3 against an interdivision opponent like the Chicago Cubs. It, you know, more times than not, you come out of this thing 5-4, 4-5, and you're right there in the middle there. And once in a while, someone will get rolling hot and grab a sweep throughout the span of a 19-game schedule in division, but 6-3, and I agree with him, you can't do much better. You just can't. And it's a quirk in the schedule that you're playing these guys 9 of the first 21 games. It's like half your schedule, guys. I mean, it literally is half your schedule, 2 games shy. And I mean, you know, you're +3 on that. Now, where you made hay was a 3-game sweep on the road in San Diego. It still irks me. 1 week ago today, it was the loss against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I still have that earmarked as a question for Craig Counsell when I get to him. But not that he's nervous about it. Trust me, he's not. But then we get to the offense. And, you know, the whole stay on the attack when the wind's blowing in. I would lean on that a little bit, yes. And I think it's a good game plan, and I think a lot of the managers and pitchers around Major League Baseball do adhere to that. That field does play two different ways. Wind blowing out, well, it's 12-10. Wind blowing in, this game could have very easily have been 1-0. So you get it both ways. My question would be, isn't that the time to shorten up? Get a ball in play. I saw a lot of fly balls today. I think on both sides, pipe bomb. Didn't you? Did you? Now, for wind blowing in like that, I don't know. I think maybe the pitches had something to do with that. The pitches and the pitchers, obviously. But my goodness, I just figured there'd be more balls on the ground, maybe a few more line drives.
Yeah, I thought so, too. You know, I read the numbers last night, and I think last night was a combined 23 strikeouts. Today, both teams only combined for a total of 21. So congratulations, you're getting better. And there were 8 walks, and 6 of those were drawn by the Brewers. But yes, there was a lot of fly balls, and on, you know, like you said, with that wind coming in, cooking, there's no way those things were traveling anywhere.
No, they weren't, and you weren't going to come up with the big bash, the big 3-run homer, the big game-changing grand slam or whatever it might be. Up next, we're going to take a look at some of these Brewers' batting averages, because I seriously am having it, and I'm going to do my best to come up with some sort of definition of this Brewers' offense. And where the tug of war is I don't know if I should celebrate that they're, you know, coming up with these, you know, pressure moment kind of RBIs. Manny Pena, a big home run yesterday. Late in a ball game, a 5-run ninth today. I should be happy about that, but then you look and you see in mid-game or the first inning, 1 run in, bases loaded, nobody out, and that's all you played. In another situation, 6th inning, 2nd and 3rd, nobody out. You don't put a run across there. And then you take a look at some of these batting averages and you say, whoa, maybe I shouldn't be as excited? Not sure. Trying to figure it out. Let's take a look at these numbers and we'll hear from The guy at the top of the lineup who was activated on Friday and has just been scalding hot throughout the weekend, Colton Wong. Also hear from Brandon Woodruff as well. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Big time victory for the Crew today. Another one as they win 6-0 to take the game in the series, and the road trip ends at 5-1. Four road series this season thus far, and they've won them all. And they're on a little bit of a roll here. They've won five of their last six games, and boy, the Marlins are coming into town tomorrow for a three-game set, and then it's a big four-gamer. Now, prior to the Cubs series here, this third series, on Friday we had talked about, hey, if you can go 4-2 in the next six, meaning 2 of 3 in each of the Cubs and Marlins series, I think it further legitimizes the ability of this Milwaukee Brewers 2021 team. And I think you start getting a little bit deeper. You're toward the end of the month, and then you are set forth with a big test against the LA Dodgers on Thursday. But again, hey, anybody can win at any time. That can burn you at any time, as we all know. You know, the Marlins maybe play up, and they've got a couple of lefties going, so maybe Travis Shaw can get a little chill for a while because, boy, him and Keston have been in big spots here. Get the ball in play, gentlemen. Get the ball in play, and let's see what happens here. Make the other guys put the pressure on their defense, whoever it is, to make a play, and sometimes you're given some gifts here. Now, before we hear from Colton Wong, who's just been outstanding here over the weekend since being activated, let's take a look at some of the numbers, Pipe Bomb, in this box score. They'll give the updated averages here.
Yep.
And some of them are, man, oh, man. Let's start with Travis Shaw, as he started out pretty hot. However, I do like the RBI count and 17 RBIs for Travis Shaw. That is enjoyable, but what is he hitting now?
Well, after today, he is up to a 216 average.
See, we can't, again, being an old school guy in most cases, some I'm open to it. I mean, you got to hit me 245 or 250. Mm. And even then at that time, I would say, that's wow. Okay. 30 years ago, you would say, dude's hitting 251. That's not too bad. I would say, no, that's kind of bad. That's not very good.
Well, especially when you play a power position on the infield.
These days, 251, Jeff, people will take that. They'll accept it. 242 they'll accept. I don't get that. But so Travis Shaw really having a tough time of it as of late, down to 216. Let's check in with Keston Hira coming off the three-hit game yesterday. Where's he at now?
He's at 145.
You can hardly do worse than that, Keston. Come on, baby. You got to get going here. You've got about a month to get it together, because after that, you might need to start thinking about how to correct the situation. And I won't even flip out some ideas as of yet. So you've got a month, Keston, to get things going. His mental frame is really good. When you hear him talk, I mean, it's really super positive, and it's in a good spot. But now we have to start seeing some results from Keston Hira with his robust 145.
Yes.
Let's go to Avisail Garcia, the Brewers' right fielder.
Okay, he is at 206.
Oh, for the road trip. You're not. It's tough sledding when you got to go 0 for the road trip in a six game, two city road trip, and you're 0 for the trip. Ouch. Got to get things together here a little bit. Now let's go the other hand. Omar Narvaez keeps keeping on.
389.
Wow.
389.
Even his outs are quality at bats. And that's the impressive thing about Omar. He's been outstanding. And big strike him out, throw him out, double play. Big kind of turning point in this game today for Woody and Omar in that sixth inning. So nothing to complain about for regards to Omar Narvaez. All right, how about a one Daniel Robertson, who's been pressed into some duty here as of late, and today maybe a little bit of a defensive gaffe for him. He did record an out, but maybe he was confused on the play a little bit. But offensively, he was asked to bunt twice. Once he got it down successfully, that's a celebration, and it did work. The other time he got hit in the head, so we'll have to watch that. But where's he in terms of the batting average?
He's swinging with a toothpick, Tim. He's at 105.
Okay, that's tough. How about Luis Urias?
Oh, good old Luis. he is rocking a 167.
Okay. Let's see if we can find some hope in, well, maybe a $12 million man, Jackie Bradley Jr. He, give me some numbers to pick me up here.
Oh, JBJ, 195.
Buck 95, below the Mendoza line. I will say this about Jackie Bradley Jr. He is a streaky hitter. You check out his career. However, right now, someone needs to say, dude, you are a ground ball to the right side machine as we speak. There's got to be some sort of mechanical flaw there. JBJ, it is out of four ABs, three of them are ground balls to the right side almost consistently. And we need to see a little bit of a warmer Jackie Bradley Jr. He quietly did have an eight-game hitting streak earlier this year. But it was super quiet. You get the one base knock, but we'll give credit where credit's due. He will get hot. I'm pretty convinced of that. But, man, ground ball to the right side. When you need it, I get it, and I'm okay with it. But in his ABs, it hasn't been, you know, really when you needed it. How about Colton Wong? I know he was scuffling a little bit on the batting average. His OBP was good prior to going on the IL, but since coming off, the numbers just they've skyrocketed. An outstanding series against the Cubs.
Yeah, he's up to 281.
Yeah, suddenly three-hit game, a two-hit game, a two-hit game, and three, four, five, six, seven hits in the series since being activated. Now, can you imagine popping Lorenzo Cain in there, popping Christian Yelich in there? It takes down some of the pressure from Keston Hira and Travis Shaw a little bit. Takes down the pressure of an Avi Garcia a little bit. Yeah, there's help on the way. That's for certain. All right, speaking of Colton Wong, big-time series. Let's hear from Colton first and then Brandon Woodruff second. Here's Colton Wong after the Brewers win.
Hey, Colton, you don't mess around when you come off the IL, do you? it's like you had never left.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it's going to go one or two ways, you know, so you hope to come there with a little bit of confidence and, you know, hope that confidence carries over. So happy it's going this way right now and just hope to continue to, you know, keep this stretch going.
Colton, how frustrating was it offensively for those first eight innings and then all of a sudden to see the game flip like it did in the ninth?
It might have just been more cold than frustrating, to be honest with you. I mean, it was freezing out there, but it's the game, you know. Obviously there's going to be games where you have a lot of offense, games where you just don't. I mean, Jake, we kind of got him the first inning and, you know, he settled down and it was pretty good after that. So, you know, hats off to him on that. And, you know, we're just glad we're able to pull this one off.
Cool. And I don't know how closely you look coming into the year, but three series against the Cubs in April and you guys win all three, that obviously positions you pretty well in the division, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, that's huge. I mean, you know, obviously we knew we had those three series coming up and we know it's going to be a tough task, especially in the cold. You know, it goes either way at that point. But I just try to tell the Cubs, like, hey, make sure you guys continue to play good. And, you know, when you play the Cardinals and the Reds, hey, take it to them.
This was truly an example, Colton, of taking the games one by one because it was so ugly Friday, 15-2. Then you guys come back and win the series.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You know, usually like when you get blown out like that, it's hard to keep that momentum going into the next couple games. So it's kind of what we tried to tell each other. You know, obviously you're going to have those tough games where, you know, a team just comes out and does what they do. And, you know, that's one of those things, you just throw it away and understand that, you know, you got two more games coming up.
Colton, Corbin's got so much attention so far this season, and rightfully so, but what can you say about Woody and the job he's done, especially against the Cubs this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why Woody is our ace right now. Obviously, you know, they're both, you know, our aces, but, you know, Woody's leading us, and he's been doing an amazing job. You know, when he's out there dominating the way he is, I mean, it's just so fun to understand that you got two horses like that in your stable that can go out and compete with anybody.
Talking about Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burnes, the pocket aces for the Milwaukee Brewers here in 2021's championship season. And it's just been outstanding. Yeah, I don't think the shoe's going to drop. I really don't. I'm starting to lean hard that way, that these are the guys and they're pitching like who they actually are. I mean, I don't see anything headed south dramatically. We'll come down a little bit, possibly, right? You would assume it'd come down a little bit, but man, they've been good. Now Adrian Hauser and Freddie Peralta. Now there still is something to solve here in their fifth starter, and I wonder what the Brewers are going to do to remedy that situation. Anderson onto the IL. Let me squeeze in Ron here before we hear from Brandon Woodruff after the break here. Ron, you're next. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I really enjoy your show every game.
Thanks.
You know, my problem with Orlando Arcia and a lot of the other hitters here is I see them taking strikes that are in a very hittable place and then striking out with full counts when at balls that are way outside the strike zone. Because I listen to the radio and I watch it on game day where they show the location of the pitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if maybe that's deceptive that the ball is like curving in and out of the zone or something. But sometimes it looks like they're so way out of the zone and then they strike out.
I wonder if there's a metric out there, and I've been just, this is just an observation, Ron. I have nothing to go by, but I've noticed the same thing you have this year. Maybe this year more than ever, but the 2-0 and 3-1 fastballs that are, one, either taken for strikes, just outright taken. I saw two of them in the span of three hitters today. Or they swing and it's fouled back. They don't do damage on a dead red fastball anymore. And it's just, you know, I don't know if there is a metric that goes into that. I would tend to doubt it, although there's numbers on everything. But it sounds like you've noticed the same thing.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I don't know if it's because, you know, I never had that game day thing that I didn't notice it. But it just seems like they just don't have good plate discipline. And it's the same guys all the time.
Seems like it. All right. Thanks for the call. It's very difficult to assume that someone's going to that guy over there on the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches away, he's throwing, you know, 97. He's throwing gas. And when I say dead red fastball right down the middle, it's still 97. May even have a little tail to it, but my goodness. It's no, just something. I may be wrong, Jeff. I may be wrong on this, and maybe it's just I'm just micro analyzing those sorts of counts, but it's just something I've noticed more so this year.
No, I definitely think you're right. They sit there and watch the good pitches and pitches that everybody at home, you know, obviously, you know, with they're trying to switch it up so you can't figure it out anymore, but, you know, dead red fastball counts, taking the stuff right down the middle, and then they're swinging at the cheese. But, you know, by doing this, they're still walking more than what I remember them.
Big time.
You know, last season or in the last couple of years. So, for whatever reason, it's working.
It is. And that's another trend that I've seen on this offense. That's why it's so hard to describe. It's so hard to put a tag on this offense quite yet. And maybe it's a work in progress. But that's another trend and an observation that the walks are higher. There's no question. They're working some counts here. And Arrieta did pitch good after allowing a double, a single, then a walk, then a walk. He set down the next 15 Brewers batters. You know, they go into hibernation a little bit. But again, you've got, what do you lean on? You lean on Woody setting them up and knocking them down. So, I mean, it's working for now. But let's find out if this offense, nowhere to go but up for this offense, in my estimation, in terms of hitting.
That's
as well as hitting for power. So maybe the stars line up. They're buying some time for the offense to get it together here this season. Let's get to Brandon Woodruff after the break here. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, celebrating today a weekend of wins over the Cubs. We'll take that, a 5-1 road trip into San Diego and a 2-1 series victory against the Chicago Cubs, and a 13-8 mark as the Brewers head home for a 7-game homestand, 3 against the Marlins and 4 against the Dodgers. We'll be back on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Yeah, the beat goes on for the Crew as they win another series on the road. That's 4 road series and 4 road series victories as a 13-8 mark gets a 3-game set against the Marlins at American Family Field. We'll check out that preview in just a couple of minutes here, but wanted to go back into the clubhouse, and Brandon Woodruff, he was outstanding today. 8 strikeouts, no runs through 6 innings of work. Did wiggle out of trouble a couple of times here, and that was a good sign. He was just bearing down in certain situations, and Brandon Woodruff, one of the 2 aces on this Brewers ball club here in 2021. Here's what Woody had to say after the win.
Hey, Brandon, it looked like there were only a couple of real pressure points for you today. One was that strikeout throw out double play. How big was that just to get out of that in one pitch?
That I feel like those moments this year have kind of been, so far have kind of been the difference in kind of how my outings have kind of turned out. 3-2 count there. I just needed to make a pitch and was able to make a pitch, and the throw out there by Narvi was huge. And those are big momentum changers as far as, getting you going, getting you settled in. That was the first real trouble I think I had in the outing. And I was just able to make a good pitch, and Narvi did a heck of a job. He might have got a little bit of a late start, but yeah, that was awesome. And then had some more trouble there in the 6th, but was it just able to take it a pitch at a time and just, I guess, have a clear mind out there and just knowing what I need to do to kind of work out of it.
Demon lineup 3 times like you did.
You guys
are you just proud of how you're able to navigate that?
You got it, Tom.
Sophia has a bad connection, Woody, but I think what she said was that she got to go 3 times through the order.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that what you're asking, Sophia, if you can hear me? Oh, she got off. Okay. Oh, there she is.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Can you hear me now? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I was just saying it's not easy to face the same team 3 times in 1 month like you had to do. Are you just proud of how you're able to navigate, facing them so often?
Yes, I think coming into the meeting before the game, look, there's the familiarity there of just facing the guys. Obviously, they've seen me a lot. I've seen them, and I think the biggest thing it just comes down to is executing pitches. And that's what it comes down to, just having a good plan going in and trying to just execute that as best you can, and just seeing how the game plays out, because you never know what's going to happen from outing to outing. But I guess the more innings you have under your belt, the more experience you get, that's what allows you to kind of maneuver through some innings. And but yeah, that is always a challenge facing somebody, it's 3 in the first 5 starts. So I've got a good idea what they were trying to do to me. They know what I'm trying to do. So it's just, that's the cat and mouse game of the whole whole thing, but just comes down to executing more times than not.
Hey, Woody, were the waves coming in on Lake Michigan today on the bus ride?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that. Well, I didn't realize it was going to be that cold today, but when we got on the lake, they were pretty big. So that was a good sign. And then, coming out to the field, I noticed it was blowing pretty hard. The ball that Hobby hit there in the second inning would have been a complete no doubter if it wasn't for the wind. So it definitely helped me out in that case. And that's just pitching to the elements, I guess.
Woody, three series against the Cubs, three series victories. How big is that for you guys?
It's huge. They're a really good team. And, frankly, they've always been one of the top teams in our division the last few years. And we have to kind of go through them if you want to win the division. So anytime you can take a series, especially here at Wrigley, is huge. And, I think we're playing some good baseball right now, and hopefully, we can keep it going.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Well, yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger of a series than a lot of other series that you take division wins over the Chicago Cubs here. So I look at it a little bit like a celebratory thing, and in these parts. But we'll take it, and he's right. Hopefully, they can continue a 13-8 mark as they embark on a 7-game homestand here, American Family Field, to host 3 against the Marlins, then a big 4-game set against the L.A. Dodgers. I can't wait for that, but can't wait for tomorrow's first pitch either. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and it's Corbin Burnes on the hill, making his 5th start of the campaign. He's 2-1 and a 0.37 ERA. That's 0.37 earned run average through his 4 starts. And he'll go up opposite Trevor Rogers, a lefty. For the first time this year, it took till the 22nd game of the season to face a lefty for the Brewers. Now, maybe that falls into, a lucky quirk in the scheduling. But if that's the case, obviously they'll take it. Rogers comes in a 2-1 mark. He's been pretty good, 1.64 ERA. Now, I would say this also. You're probably going to see a little different look as to the lineup here. I would be shocked if Travis Shaw is in that starting lineup tomorrow for two reasons. Number one, it's against a lefty, and number two, well, he's just spiraling down in terms of the production. But, maybe they need him defensively. We have to wait and see what happens with Daniel Robertson, who from the right side may have gotten that start. Urias is going to be in that lineup. You're probably going to see a Tyrone Taylor start. Maybe Jackie Bradley Jr. Well, one of the two is going to sit. Either McKinney or Bradley Jr. is going to sit in that game tomorrow. So a little different configuration of the lineup tomorrow as the Brewers will face their first left-hander of the 2021 campaign. That's wild. All right, that's going to do it for us. And again, after the last pitch, you make the switch. Right here, we'll talk some Brewers baseball. As always, 16 years of this, we've become accustomed to making that switch over here to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, here on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station. For Jeff Orlowski, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow night after hopefully another Brewers victory. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.